I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the Southern Caucasus, Armenia and Azerbaijan signed a ceasefire over the weekend, but it failed to stop the devastating violence between the two countries. Drones with bombs attached hover over the battlefield, and artillery shelling puts civilians at risk. Refugees are flooding out of the war zone into both countries. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says the timing couldn't be worse with winter coming on. As SGA works with local churches to help these refugees, pray many would find the unspeakable hope of Jesus Christ. And history offers opportunities to learn important lessons and be inspired by courageous people that have lived before us. However, in order for history to serve these purposes, it must be remembered. International Media Ministries created projects focused on church history. Denise Godwin explains that stories from church history can also help encourage persecuted Christians today. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.